House Oversight and Government Reform Committee members grilled Office of Personnel Management Chief Information Officer Donna Seymour about the cyber breaches that agency suffered. She will face the Senate June 25th, but every federal CIO could easily be in that position next week, next month, or next year. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here to discuss what CIOs and other federal technology managers should be doing to stay out of the hot seat. I guess issue one would be encrypt your data and secure your systems. That'd be a good place to start. That's the cynical me speaking.
That is the cynical you, but you're absolutely right. I mean, there are certain things CIOs need to do. And, you know, I've talked to several over the last few days. I made a joke that federal CIO Tony Scott, he spoke Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week somewhere, and I was there for all of them.
You've seen them all.
So I think
where
today,
is he tomorrow?
That's what I asked in my tweet, and he goes, not with you. So fair enough, Tony Scott.
He knows you well enough.
I think he does, and I will not show up at his house this weekend either.
That's a great idea.
But anyways, I talked to several CIOs over the last few days, and they tell me OPM, the cyber breach, is a stark reminder that really any system, any network is vulnerable. And in fact, Tony Scott told an industry audience yesterday, there are two kinds of people out there. There are those who've been hacked and know it, and those who've been hacked and don't know it. Unfortunately, too many times agencies are in that don't know it side of the equation. Now, we've heard that saying many times before, but I think it especially rings true this over the last few weeks. So what can federal IT managers take from the OPM experience, and what can they do to make sure that they're not next up on Capitol Hill? Well, Richard McKinney is the Transportation Department CIO. He says everyone always asks him what keeps him up at night, and his answer is always cyber.
We are having a very broad conversation within DOT about what are our high value assets that we wouldn't want to see in the wild, you know, whether it's IP or PII or just anything that's is not foiable and stuff that, you know, things that we need to, documents that we need to protect, is that identifying those and then making sure that we have the protection schemes in place to guard those. You know, there has been and should be a broad emphasis on perimeter and, you know, detection and smart authentication and trusted internet connection. All that stuff's extremely important. But I think all of us are beginning to realize that no matter how good we do that, we're going to have intruders. And so the next question becomes, okay, well, if they break into your house, are the jewels in the safe? Are you protecting your assets? And are you making it hard, if not impossible, for them to get to those things?
Now, McKinney says DOT is ensuring those crown jewels are doubly protected to better defend against intruders. At DOT, for instance, it's a broader team than just the CIO or the Chief Information Security Officer that are defining those high-value data assets. It includes mission areas as well as others in the CXO community. McKinney says this 30-day cyber sprint that OMB kicked off recently just recognizes the urgency of the moment. Listen, nobody's going to say we don't believe in cybersecurity. We haven't been paying attention. One CIO told me, he kind of looked at me when I told him the premise of this kind of story, and he said, we've been doing it all along. But I think when you look at what's been happening with OPM, it is a pretty stark reminder. Now, McKinney spoke at the Brocade Federal Forum on Wednesday, and that's where I caught up with him before he spoke. Now, while CIOs will tell you, obviously, they worry about cybersecurity every day, I think a massive breach like the one that OPM suffered also could provide them with an important reminder. Simone Zickman is a former Commerce Department CIO and now Chief Technology Officer at Attain. He says during his tenure, cyber attacks against other organizations gave him more help in explaining to senior officials why they should care about cyber and for him to try to secure the resources to do something about it.
Not just the resources, but also it requires a certain level of buy-in at the large agencies from CIOs of some of the components or sub-agencies. And it also, I think, takes a certain amount of awareness of the implications of that risk by senior career and political leadership for them to understand what that risk really means. I think frequently what you'll find is there's a level of risk that isn't fully appreciated by people outside of the IT community, and so you may have people who could be more influential but don't understand what their exposure is, and if they understood that better, they may be more willing to redirect or commit resources to addressing some of the shortcomings.
Now, Zickman says OPM hack also could give CIOs more influence to implement cyber capabilities that are long overdue, such as two-factor authentication. He says many times cybersecurity tools are a top priority. But listen, when an agency is trying to balance what it feels like that never-ending list of priorities, things do get lost in the shuffle. Not a good excuse, but a real excuse I think that everyone faces.
Now, we know about the cybersecurity sprint, the 30-day sprint that you've reported on, and there's details on that on federalnewsradio.com. What is Tony Scott, since you've spent so much time with him the last several days, looking to do to help agencies over the long term so that they do what they need to do and also don't have to deal with the hill on this stuff?
Yeah, I'm not sure anything can stop that. I mean, listen, you know, federal CIO Tony Scott said, you know, there are things that are going to happen, right? I mean, again, either you've been hacked and you know it or you've been hacked and you don't know it. But I think that there are things in that cyber sprint that they really are trying to bring a lot of attention to agencies. And in that cyber sprint, they are supposed to do four things. Patch the most critical vulnerabilities, accelerate the use of smart ID cards to log onto the network, tighten policies for privileged users, and deploy indicators provided by DHS. Now, few believe that I've talked to both in and out of government that 30 days will fix all the problem. I mean, I don't think that's the point. I think it's a way to really focus on this issue now more than ever. In the long term, Scott says, OMB has several initiatives underway, and there are things that industry can do as well. First, Scott, who spoke at the Brocade conference as well, says OMB is developing a cyber playbook similar to the one the Digital Services Office at OMB issued a few months ago.
So far, we've thought about digital services teams as primarily being in application development space or in the DevOps sort of space, for those of you that are familiar with what we've done so far. This was the team that worked on healthcare.gov. They're currently working in Veterans Administration. They're doing some work in Department of Defense and other places. But I want you to think about digital services teams a little bit more broadly. We need digital services team people in cyber. We need them in infrastructure. We need them in networking. We need them in every single aspect of IT that you can think of.
Now, Scott says another area where he wants to focus over the long term is how agencies fund cybersecurity activities. Now, Francis, we know that in fiscal 2016, the White House request to Congress in February, it asked for about $14 billion for cybersecurity. Scott says too often agencies and other organizations, cybersecurity is a percentage of the overall IT budget. So if the budget goes up, cybersecurity goes up. If it goes down, it goes down.
And I think that's the wrong way to think about security. The right way to think about it is on a risk-based analysis. We've got threats, we've got risks, and just like insurance, that has to be the equation when we're thinking about how much money should we spend on cybersecurity. And what is our appropriate response, not only as a nation, but as an organization? And it can't be a percent of the budget or some other arbitrary number. And I'm starting to see boards of directors and others in responsible positions in governance to think about cybersecurity that way. So overall, our mission for cyber is to, I would use the word dramatically reduce the number of cyber incidents that affect the government information. This is our most important mission today.
And because it's the government's most important mission today, as you just heard Scott say, he says industry must play a bigger role, and he does not mean more contracts and more services. He says there are a couple of things that can happen to boost every organization's cybersecurity.
One is architectural in nature. Everything that we do should be two-factor enabled, PIV card enabled, from networks to applications to servers to you name it, storage and so on. We need end-to-end security in everything that we do. And anytime there's a seam or a gap and that security chain gets broken, it's a guaranteed problem point from a security perspective. I'm going to urge that for technology that we buy, for handheld and PCs and so on, that we use TPM chip enabled gear. It's just a simple fundamental thing, but would greatly enhance our capabilities. And there are other things like that that if we took action right now in a pretty short period of time would help us be in a much better position.
Now, you heard Scott say the TPM chip. That means Trusted Platform Module. That's an international standard for secure crypto processor, which is a dedicated microprocessor designed to secure hardware by integrating cryptographic keys into the devices. So just much more security at the device level. Now, does that mean Scott will issue new policies? Is OMB really going to all of a sudden be putting out policies left and right? I think that's hard to say. He answered another question at the conference about developing metrics specifically around portfolio stat, and they may actually give us some insights into his plans for issuing policies and such.
You know, OMB has been issuing guidance for years, and a lot of it's been ignored and so on. I would tell you that I think you get what you measure and what you inspect, and we intend to do a lot less issuing guidance that goes nowhere and a lot more, you know, sort of inspection and conversation on in terms of the things that we do. And I think that's an important part of how we get better. And then enrich and enhance and make it simpler are all parts of that formula.
Now, I think that's a very telling comment and maybe something to watch how OMB reacts and moves the cyber ball forward over the next 18 months. And of course, I think one other piece of that is how much more active OMB's eGov cyber unit gets, especially as they start going through these portfolio stat sessions, doing these reviews and seeing, oh, this agency has a lot of problems.